The mole made a great dig at the water with the oars, but the oars never touched the water at all. The mole's legs flew up above his head, and he found himself lying on top of the rat in the bottom of the boat. Frightened, he tried to get up, got hold of the side of the boat, and the next moment, splash! Over went the boat, and the mole and the rat and the lunch basket were all in the water. It was the rat, of course, who pulled the mole out of the water, who turned the boat right way up, who found the oars, who got the lunch basket from the bottom of the river. And he laughed and laughed. When all was ready again, the unhappy mole sat in the boat, very wet and very miserable. As they left, he said in a low voice, "Ratty, my dear friend, I have been so silly and so ungrateful. I really am very sorry indeed." "That's all right," replied the rat kindly. "I'm always in and out of the water myself, so don't worry about it. But I really think you should come and stay with me for a while. You'll be very comfortable, and I'll teach you to row and to swim. Soon you'll be as good a boatman as any of us." The mole was almost too happy to speak, and could find no words to thank his friend. When they got home, they had a good hot supper in front of a bright fire, while the rat told exciting stories of life on the river. Then he took the mole upstairs to the best bedroom, and soon the mole was lying warm and comfortable, listening to the sound of his new friend, the river, running past his bedroom window. That was the first of many wonderful days for the mole, as the spring turned slowly into a golden summer. He learned to swim and to row, and he learned to love the sound of the wind when it went whispering its secrets through the trees and the plants by the river.